body wants to move. Yeah. Is it the body that wants to move or the mind? Yes. Good. So, interesting. That's very valuable when it happens, because see whether the need to move comes from the body or the mind.
When you talked before about gritting your teeth through something, if I'm hitting resistance, how long does it allowing the resistance to be there before I walk away from it or say, I'll come back and do this again?
You mean it's like there's tension manifesting in the body that reveals there's resistance in the mind? Is that what you're saying? How are you aware of the resistance? Excellent. Okay. When that is there, there's a feeling behind it. Are you aware of the feeling? Yeah, but now the way you allow it is important. And the first step is to detect whether there's a sense in the mind of, I shouldn't be feeling this. I want to get rid of this feeling. Right? So the first step in your training is to acknowledge the fact that that feeling is there, number one. And then see whether you can unconditionally experience it. Allowing it. Now, we're going to do quite a lot of training in this. So you're getting ahead, which is great. But a lot of the feelings we don't want to feel are being resisted at a deeper level than we can detect. This is why we need training in this area. And the first step is exactly the one you've described, where you realize it's there and we want to get up and go away. And that is why our first step of training is to recognize and acknowledge, aha, this is here. Then as soon as you do that, you'll find there's a sense of wrongness in the mind. So it shouldn't be like this. And that's also okay, because that then starts our whole process of training. That's good. No problem. Okay, so today you can do settling, grounding, resting. If you fall asleep during your meditation session, that's a good sign. So, don't get too comfortable. You know, those guys who are against the walls, you might find yourself able to stay asleep for about half an hour. So, maybe when you start your session, sit away from the wall a bit, and then as you fall asleep, your body drops like this and that wakes you up. And that's very good. You fall asleep, you wake up. You fall asleep, you wake up. Because in that process, you familiarize yourself with the resting mind. So every time you fall asleep, you experience the rested mind. You wake up into the resting mind. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. So use it as a way of familiarizing yourself with the exact nature of the resting mind. Then it makes it fun. Because then falling asleep's okay. Okay, Sandra?